Good morning. My name is Reverend Laura Davis Perry. I want to thank you all for joining the Veronda Bellamy Inspired Show. I am the host for every Wednesday morning, which has been declared Woman Up Wednesday. Veronda Bellamy Inspired is doing something new this season. We're available to you, your family, and friends every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m., and then we return on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. You may call directly into the show by calling 914-338-0464 or access us via the web at www.verondabellamy.com from any Apple smart device or computer you may have. If you would like to send over any prayer requests, we welcome your request. So please send them to prayerrequest@verondabellamy.com. And someone from our team will most definitely respond to your request. If God places it on your heart to sow into this outreach ministry, you may do so via the web at www.verondabellamy.com. Good morning, ladies. Welcome to Woman Up Wednesdays. Today, we're going to talk about God's love for us. Because as we know, His love for us is so great. You know, His love for us is the greatest love of all. This is the scripture that I'm coming from this morning. It's going to be John 3:16-18. And it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God, God's one and only Son." And that is the NIV version that I'm reading from. Now, from the beginning of time, God has shown how much He loved us. He first created something reflective of His goodness and plan. He created the earth and all that lies therein. There were great possibilities in His creation. Then He put humanity in it with a role of shaping it and having authority within it and developing it under His own authority, under God's authority. And you know, that first go around with this authority that we all have did not go well. Now, even though our relationships with God today are somewhat reflective of what was done back then, God has still not given up on us. You see, I like knowing that God has not given up on me. Do you feel that way too? I hope so, because knowing that God did not give up on me lets me know that I still stand a chance. Knowing that family will fail you, friends will fail you, your job will fail you, your children may fail you, and the list goes on and on and on. But I stopped by here today to tell you that God's love will never fail you. He will not fail you because He loves us so very much, so very much. So today, as I stated before, we're going to talk about God's love for us, which has been proven to be the greatest love of all. See, God's love for humanity is one of the most fascinating stories of all time. In spite of the fact that in this story, humanity has taken for granted all that God has provided for us, there is a moral to the story. Following the fall, God did not write us out of His story or plan. In fact, because there was a fall, God implemented redemption into His plan. You see, I believe that God was not content with leaving the relationship as it was. Therefore, instead of allowing things to remain broken, God has been working throughout history to draw humanity back to Himself. From Genesis chapter 3 until somewhere in Revelation, we have one long, coherent story. It's a story about how God loves us so much that He can't. Even though we are disobedient and deserve punishment, He can't. Even though we turn our backs on Him instead of following His commands, and in spite of all that, He cannot allow things to continue as they are. God is constantly at work. He is continually trying to show us or communicate with us how bad our breach of contract has been. At this point, we should have no credit left. You know, if we were dealing with creditors, you know, in the world of today, the way that we deal with God sometimes, we would have a really bad credit score. But I'm here to remind you today that no matter what your problem is, no matter how many points you have on your credit report, God has provided a solution to the problem. In fact, He has provided the ultimate solution. The solution that He's provided is unlike man's credit forgiveness solutions, in which there's a high interest rate applied to everything you obtain. You see, when God offers you credit forgiveness, He gives you just that, complete forgiveness. When you go to Him again, He does not bring up old stuff and apply that to your new account, simply because He has wiped the slate clean. He does not look back on what we did and say, I need to pray a little more before I make my decision. He simply says, you are forgiven. Huh. God can do that because the solution He provided to us is redemption. He gives us redemption through His Son. You see, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son. You see, in the story, God rescues humanity when He sends Jesus to live a life that has to be lived and to die a death that has to be died. Jesus had to live the life He lived. He had to live a life without blemish or blunder. You know, He had to be perfect and not lose sight of why He was here. He could not succumb to any temptations. Now, I want you to really think about this. He could never sin. He could not slip up and say, God knows my heart. He could not be disobedient and say, God, please forgive me, and I promise I will never do this again. There was no bargaining table for Him. He had to always keep His eye on the prize. There was no time out. He could not tap out and go to the bench for rest. He had to play all four quarters with the same strength and determination from beginning to end. Nowadays, in a lot of things that we do, we get breaks. You at work get 2 15-minute breaks and a 30-minute break for an 8-hour day. Jesus did not have that option. When He got a little weary, He had to keep pressing on. When His feet got tired, He could not stop and kick His feet up and rest. He had to press on to the end. Now let me ask you, when you get a little weary, do you warm up and continue to press on? No matter what the situation? When you get a little tired, do you sit down and kick your feet up and complain about being tired for the next 5 or 6 hours? Or do you warm up and continue on and press forward to do what, complete the task at hand? See, Jesus had to die the death He died. There was no other way. He even predicts it to his disciples in Matthew 20:18-19. And I'll repeat that again, Matthew 20:18-19. Jesus tells His disciples that when they go to Jerusalem, He will be betrayed and sentenced to die. He goes on to tell them that He will be handed over to the Romans and be mocked, whipped, and crucified. How many of you could honestly say that you would go through that for someone, much less people who disobey you and constantly sin against your word? If this isn't love, I don't know what love is. You see, I'm certain that Jesus could have stopped this whole thing at any moment, but He didn't. He could have walked away and not shed one drop of blood, but as we know, He did not. He went through all that suffering and pain just for you and me. When I think about that, I think about all He did in comparison to how we are today. I ask myself from time to time, do we really know what love is? You see, God so loved us that He gave His only Son. Mothers that are on the phone, sisters that are on the phone, daughters, you're somebody's daughter on this phone. Think about giving up your loved one for somebody else's sins. Would you be able to do that? Close your eyes and imagine your child on that cross. Would you be able to allow that to happen? You see, because of the love that He shared for us, because of the love that He showed us by going to Calvary, He deserves us womaning up in our situations. He deserves us womaning up in our relationships. He deserves us womaning up in all interactions that we have with others. He deserves us womaning up in our works for Him. He deserves us womaning up and giving Him the credit that He deserves. He deserves us trusting Him in everything that we do and putting Him first in those things, forsaking all others before Him. He deserves all of that. He deserves us womaning up, womaning up, womaning up in everything we do. Yeah, we talk about, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, and we you know, when we fall short, there's always an excuse. There's always an excuse. But is there any excuse viable for falling short of doing what we need to do for God? Trying as hard as we can to woman up and live in the way that God would have us to. We need to keep this in mind today as we go through this day and woman up in our walk with the Lord, woman up in our love in others, woman up in how we interact with others. Huh. Just think, if you loved the way that God loves you, what would that look like? Ask yourself that question. So now let's go before the throne of Christ. Father, I come before you this morning, thanking you, praising you, just glorifying your name. Lord, I thank you for the blood that you shed for us. I thank you for loving this world so much that you gave your only son. Father, I thank you for just allowing us a second chance, God. And when you allow that second chance, you allow another chance. You allow us so many chances to get it right, Father. I pray that anyone that's listening to this call works hard to change things and make things better and to take those chances not for granted and do what it is that you would have us to do. Lord, I pray that we as women of God, we as your daughters, are able to woman up in our interactions with others and try to love people in the way that you would have us to. From the beginning of time, Lord, you loved us. You loved us before we were even created or known to anyone. You knew everything, every step that we would take, every breath that we would take, anything that's going to happen in our lives, you knew, Father God. You created us. You created all that lies within this earth. And when you created us, even though you knew the story, there are so many great possibilities within us, Father. You give us the authority and the ability to make choices. We have the choice to serve you. We have the choice to not serve you, Father. I pray that we all make that choice to serve you in our walk. I pray that we all make the choice to exemplify you in our walk. I pray that we all make the choice to woman up in everything that we do, that so that when others come in contact with us, they know that you are a part of our lives. Yes, there were breaches of contract way back when. But Lord, I pray that we can operate in a way that breaks that breach of contract. Help us to build up our credibility with you, Father God. Help our credit report to look a little better when you print it out, Father. Help us to be able to establish better relationships. It's all about relationship today, Father God, and your love and your guidance and your strength. Your love for us is one of the most fascinating things that exists. I've never known love like this, this unconditional love. You continue to love me no matter how bad things get, no matter how bad of a mistake I make, no matter how bad I mess up, you're still there for me. You still have my back. Lord, help us to grasp that attitude and that way of looking at things. Help us to have one another's backs. Help us to lift our sisters up, Father, no matter what the situation. Help us not to judge one another and make false accusations to one another. Help us to continue to just have your heart about our interactions with others. Hmm. Father, I just thank you for everything. I ask that you continue to watch over our families, our friends. Watch over us in all that we do, Lord. Help us to forgive one another without there being stipulations with it. Help us to, when we forgive, to continue to move on and not bring that situation up again. Once we say we've forgiven, help us to be able to move forward and not forgive, but continue to talk about it. Lord, your redemption is here. You provided us with your redemption through your Son. All we have to do is accept it and do your will. Father, I ask that you just continue to guide and strengthen us. Bless us through this day. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Help us to forsake all things that are not of you, Lord, and just continue to walk in the way that you would have us to. Lord, continue to guide, strengthen, and keep us as we go throughout this day. Lord, help us to just continue to have the redemption that you provided us through your Son on our minds today. Help us in our interactions with the ones that we love, interactions with our coworkers, interactions even with strangers, Father God. Help our love to be exemplary of what you would have it to be. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. 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 Ladies, this morning, I am just so filled with love. I don't know what it is. My heart feels like it's overflowing. I'm just thinking about how God has to love us so much to give his own, to allow his own to suffer for us. Can you imagine that? Just keep that on your mind today. Keep how much he loves us on your mind today, on your hearts today, as you go through the day. That should provide you with some comfort no matter what you're going through. Lord, I know that there may be some on this call today that, you know, have not accepted you, that are not saved. And if you are on this call, we're going to give you a chance to become saved today. You know, if you are on here and you're not saved and you wish to be, just repeat after me. Lord, please forgive me for my sins. I ask that you come into my heart right now. I believe that you died on the cross for me so that I could be saved. If you have repeated that, then you are saved. And you are welcome to the body of Christ. And one of the things that we suggest is that you link up with a church, a local church, so that you can have the support you need on this new journey. Because you need support. You need what I call training. You need people that are there to support you and teach you the ways in which you should go. Help you to learn more about God and learn more about this body that you've become a part of. So I pray that you are able to find that connection wherever you may be. We thank you for just tuning in this morning and being a part of the Veronda Bellamy Inspired Show. Have a beautiful day.
Join us back tomorrow at 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time as you hear from no other than Minister Shirlene Alexander for Couples o' Thursdays. Guys, as Reverend Laura Davis Perry referenced, thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired. We want you to smile at someone, hug someone, and show someone the love of God today. Be inspired. you all for joining Veronda Bellamy, Inspired.